WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A new ABC News Ipsos poll out this morning showing the presidential race tighter than ever. Vice President Harris leading former President Trump by just 2 percentage points. That's down from a Harris 5-point lead in September. Trump this weekend barnstorming Western states with back-to-back events in Nevada and even Harris's home state of California. He'll be in Arizona today. Harris visits swing state North Carolina after releasing her medical records Saturday. Trump hasn't, and Harris at Saturday.
It's obvious that his team, at least, does not want the American people to see everything about who he is.
President Biden on Air Force One on his way to Florida to visit areas hard hit by Hurricane Milton. Baseball's Final Four is set as the Cleveland Guardians beat the Detroit Tigers to win the American League Division Series. They'll play the New York Yankees for a trip to the World Series. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Native American tribes in Wisconsin are bringing back the traditional wild rice harvest. Mike Moan reports.
Closely intertwined with indigenous culture and identity, this important resource was decimated after the arrival of European settlers. But today, many partners are supporting initiatives to restore wild rice beds. Joe Gravine leads such efforts for the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians in northern Wisconsin. He says as their work began to produce positive results, it was a joy to see excitement among fellow harvesters.
I see that abundance of rice that hasn't been there for 20 years. That smile on her face, the energy that they give off.
Over the past couple of centuries, activities like indiscriminate logging, dam building, and mining played a role in wiping out the presence of wild rice. Despite the recent revival, new threats like climate change have emerged that could affect the plant's future. That's prompted calls for more research and funding to build on recent success stories. Gravine suggests they're at a crucial point in scaling up harvesting, noting that inconsistent weather patterns complicate the management plans.
You know, we're getting a major storm, rainstorms, whatever, you know, right when the rice is ripe.
In some cases, teams are combining emerging data with cultural instincts to monitor growing trends and get a sense of how future seasons will play out. Many partners are supporting the restoration work, including state, federal, and intertribal agencies, universities, and non-government organizations. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Swarthy Rahman for Manga Bay.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a decisive victory on the road yesterday, 42-7 over Rutgers. The Badgers defense with a key stop on a 4th-and-1 in Wisconsin territory early in the game. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, both sides of the ball physically did a really, really good job. And that was a big sequence right there. You know, I think we tried to give something back there at the end of the first half where I think we had a chance to really kind of put some distance to the thing in a lot of ways. And give them credit. They kept battle and they fought back, but our guys went in there, made stops, blocked the field goal, but it definitely put us in a position where there's a lot more confidence building.
Up next, the Badgers take on the Wildcats at Northwestern. NFL, Packers host the Cardinals, a recap coming up tonight. Basketball, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night in a preseason game. Giannis getting some playing time with some of the Bucks' younger players.
Giannis got out running. Vinny Johnson or whoever else you want to name, you need that sometime.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cool and damp day for football as we'll see showers across the area. Gusty northwest winds up around 25 miles per hour. Highs reaching the middle 50s. Showers ending tonight. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, lower 40s. It's 42 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Kelly Robinson from the Human Rights Campaign. Hour number two, donating blood, more important than ever. We're going to talk diversity. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Services and the Ad Council. Services and the Ad Council.
Morning, the music of the stars. Holidays all over the place. There'll be more to come, but October. I'm Lou Regani on WRJN Carries. The music of the stars, statewide. The Civic Media Radio Network worldwide, civicmedia.us.
An audience to an obscure Italian sailor. There in her chambers, plans are made destined to change the course of history.
Yeah, all right, we'll go over it once again. First, you hawk the jewels, you give me the money, and I buy the ships. Then I discover the new world, you dump the king, and I'll send for you.
You say you'll send for me, darling, but will you?
Now, look, we've been all through this before.
I know, but really, you're such a dreamer. You'll go out there and you'll sail right off the edge of the world.
I will not.
Wait. You're such a charming boy, darling. Why don't you forget all this? I'll set you up with a nice little Fiat agency over in West Barcelona.
I don't want a Fiat agency.
Well, then why don't you go to art school like your friend Da Vinci? I'll put you through.
Look, if Lenny wants to starve to death, that's up to Lenny. Me, I want to discover the new world. Carry out my dream.
His Majesty, King Ferdinand.
The king.
Oh, sure. He'll be at the Inquisition all afternoon, huh?
Time just slipped away. Quickly, take the jewels and go over the balcony.
Too late.
Good afternoon, dear. How was the Inquisition? Amusing?
Dullsville. Same old... Hey, who's that?
Oh, you remember Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you mean old round world? You and your bohemian friends.
He's not bohemian, he's Italian.
An Italian, bohemian, look at him in that hat. Is that a crazy sailor?
Crazy. I'll tell you how crazy. He's a man with a dream, a vision of a new world, whose alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears, with purple mountain majesties above the 2 cents plain.
Fruited.
Fruited. He holds these dreams to be self-evident, this round, round world, with Indians and justice for all. Let us then go forward together toward Miami Beach, that the dream of this crazy Italian boy, indivisible, should not perish from the map.
Bravo! Bravo!
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh how happy we'll be when each wave comes a rolling in. We'll duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under. Then up for air, Pa is rich, Ma is rich, so now, what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. By the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh how happy we'll be when each wave comes a rolling in. We'll duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under. Then up for air, Pa is rich, Ma is rich, so now, what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Bravo! Bravo!
Hey, was that moving? Was that a great bit?
Listen, huh? I always said this girl had a lot... Wait a minute! I ask a simple question, I get a pageant. Why should Spain sponsor you? Why don't you go to Portugal?
I did. They bought the prices right.
Oh.
Then I have your permission to sail?
Have you had your shots?
I have.
Permission granted.
Grazie. Arrivederci.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos, compañeros.
Will you get out of here? Strange. He left by the balcony.
Force of habit, I guess.
Yeah. How's that again?
Nothing.
Isabella, when are you gonna quit fooling around with these nuts?
Admiral Columbus, sir. The men are weary, on the point of madness.
Well, that's the trouble with labor today. Don't they realize we're going to discover the new world?
You've been saying that for the last 57 days.
Well, nobody forced you to come along, Your Majesty.
My doctor told me I should go to Florida for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't see what you needed 3 ships for.
I got a better deal on the fleet rate.
I'll accept that, but we better sight land pretty soon. There's rumblings of mutiny.
Really?
Yeah, come over here and listen.
All right.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. Mutiny, mutiny, mutiny.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'll jump up here in the rigging and speak to him.
You mean on top of everything else, this ship is rigged?
Now hear this. This is the Admiral speaking. I know the going has been rough, but if we can just hold out a little while...
Rumble, rumble.
Stop that rumbling down there.
Rumble.
Who could blame him? The whole thing is madness. I don't like the way the crew is acting.
Well, you're overplaying a little bit yourself there.
I...
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie, met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up, she swapped me for a trout. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's so true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Typhoon Tessie, met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up, she was the captain's wife. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Harpoon Hannah, had a face that made you shudder. Lips like fish hooks and a nose just like a rudder. If I kissed her and held her tenderly, there's no sea monster big enough to ever frighten me. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
I tell you, the world is flat, and that's that.
It's round as your hat.
It's flat as your head.
It's round.
It's flat.
It's a round, round world. It's a round, round world. I contend it's round and it's gonna be found when all the results are in. It's a round world now and it's always been.
Flat, flat world. It's a flat, flat world. I insist it's flat as a welcoming mat and he's sailing off the end. How about our crazy Australian
friend? Get hip. Would I climb aboard this ship? If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it's
square, square king. You're a square, square king. If you don't believe, you're gonna receive the shock of your royal life when the ship pulls in at Miami.
Yo ho ho, when the Dramamine, we are loyal subjects of the king and queen. But what kind of nut would you have to be to borrow a ship and put out to sea when you don't know what's on the other side?
Got a hard time, fun brother. Who said getting there was half the fun? Give up my throne for one ABB. No wonder I'm turning. 3 shades of green, how could I?
World, not such a lonely,
crazy kind of scheme. Get a cock of any dream.
Would the climb aboard this ship? If I didn't have odds, the earth was highly spherical.
It's a miracle if it's
yours. Yo, so to the wind and rain. There's a typhoon coming up at first, John Wayne.
I feel like a red wind having a wake. How much of the ocean fit do you think I can take?
Command in the name of,
claim that land in the name of,
Isabella and Ferdinand.
That's Ferdinand and Isabella.
New rulers of this round, round.
It's a crazy kind of scheme. It's a calculated thing. It's a round, round world.
Well, for all our sakes, I hope. What was that?
French horns.
No, no, I mean before that.
Oh, it was a lookout. He sighted land.
Hooray!
Quickly, hand me the glass.
All right.
Now, now, the other one.
Oh. Oh.
To the new world.
Likewise. Go ahead. Give the kid top billing.
Well, it was just a thought.
No, no, you know. Go ahead.
All right, all right. I claim this land in the name of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain.
Oh.
Well, first I stick the flag in the sand, and then I...
How wonderful that I'm beholding a never, never land unfolding, where we polish up the stars and mountains we move, in a life where all the pleasures we will prove. It's a new world I see, a new world for me. The tears have rolled off my cheek, and fears fade away every time you speak. A new world, though we're in a tiny room. What a vision of joy and blossom and bloom. A new found promise, one that will last, so I'm holding on, and I'm holding fast. You brought a new
yourself, Admiral. Natives, they may be hostile.
Well, we're all a little hostile now and then. Some of us are able to sublimate, others can't adjust. You know how it is.
I know, but you better try and talk to them.
All right, all right.
Yourself, Admiral. Natives, they may be hostile.
Well, we're all a little hostile now and then. Some of us are able to sublimate, others can't adjust. You know how it is.
I know, but you better try and talk to them.
All right, all right. Hello there. Hello there. We white men, other side of ocean. My name, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you over here on a Fulbright?
Huh? No, I'm over here on an Isabella, as a matter of fact. Which reminds me, I want to take a few of you guys back with me in the boat to prove I discovered you.
What do you mean, discover us? We discover you.
You discovered us?
Certainly. We discover you on beach here, is all how you look at it.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Well, at any rate, my men and I were wondering if you could spare a little food.
What kind num-nums you want?
Well, what is that strange-looking plant you're holding there, with little yellow kernels?
You mean this?
Yes. What is that?
French horns.
No. What you're holding in your hand?
Oh, corn.
That's what I thought it was. What else you got to eat around here?
Oh, berries, herbs, natural fruits, and organically grown vegetables.
Just as I suspected. What kind of a diet is that? That's why I've come here, to fulfill my dream.
You have a dream?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to talk about it?
I certainly would. My dream is to open the first Italian restaurant in your country. Give you some real food. Starches, spaghetti, cholesterol, all the better things. That's called progress, you see? Now, right here would be a good location for the restaurant. Ocean view and all that. Is there room for a parking lot?
You kidding? Whole country is parking lot.
I suppose. Well, I'd like to put a little deposit down on the property here.
Okay.
I only have a few doubloons on me, so if you'll direct me to the nearest bank, I'll get a check cash.
You out of luck today. Bank's closed.
Oh? Why?
Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. We going out on that joke?
No, we do reprise of song. That help.
But not much.
Not much, no.
Yo-ho-ho and a buckskin sleeve. Now the white man's here, I guess it's time to leave. Why go to war and fight like a shirt? Perhaps we can pick up some kind of work in an Indian extravaganza. Quiet, herb or bonanza.
Please don't call us, we'll call you.
Step aside, pal, meet the new
big cheeses of this round, round world.
Music of the Stars. Sam Freeberg, Betty Hutton.
Like the Seminole, Navajo, Kickapoo, like those Indians, I'm an Indian too. A Sioux, ooh, ooh, a Sioux, ooh, ooh. Just like rising moon, falling pants, running nose, like those Indians, I'm an Indian too. A Sioux. Son of a bear, and I'll have totem poles, tomahawks, small papoose, which will go to prove I'm an Indian too. A Sioux, ooh, ooh, a Sioux. Oh, I'm an Indian, I'm an Indian, I'm an honest Indian, Indian. I'm an Indian too. Oh, ooh, ooh.
Thank you.
In person.
I live in Italy, the sky is sunny. Tonight's a place. And if you think the way I talk is funny, shut up your face, shut up your face. America to me is not so foreign. It's just the same, she's just the same. Of course, you haven't no got Sophia Loren. Don't be ashamed, please don't be ashamed. Bella, Bella, that's a means of cute. Vespa, Vespa, that's a motor scoot. And if you in a nicer mood for some nice Italian food, veal with cheese or arna is a veal of Parmigiana. La, 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 la. The opera house in Rome is called La Scala. It's very strange, it's very strange. 10,000 lira makes a half a dollar. You get us some change, you get us some change. In Venice, if you do a lot of driving, then don't forget, please don't forget. Before you drive, go study scuba diving. The streets is a wet, the streets is a wet. Vino, vino, that's a glass of wine. You drink a use and I'll a drink a mine. Vittorio De Sica makes a picture twice a week. Soup with macaroni is a call a minestrone. I wrote to Anna Maria Alberghetti. She sings a high, a very high. I typed a letter on my Olivetti. I don't know why I took a try. Dean Martin, he's a nice Italian fella. A friend of Frank's, a friend of Frank's. If you give them a piece of mozzarella, they tell you thanks, a thousand thanks. Dolce, dolce, dolce means a sweet. Grapes is a thing to you, stamp her with your feet. The Tower of Pisa, she's a lean, a necky is a sewing machine. Eat her some lasagna, but it don't get any on you.
Are you comfy?
No, I'm Rocky.
Say, imagine when word gets back to
you-know-who back there in New York about how we're doing a show in a rocking chair. He was a Saturday night show in a hammock, wasn't it?
Perry Creamy?
He'll be laid out.
He'll lay down. Look, you know, may I pay you a very lavish compliment?
I'll take anything I can get. Lay it on. What?
I just want to tell you that I consider this a great honor to be on the same program with you.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean this. I mean it. No, it's a privilege just to be by your side.
Oh, get out.
Let's sing some folk songs.
What kind of folk songs?
Well, folk songs that my folks like to hear.
What's that?
Italian folk songs.
Oh, Lord. Play back, folks. You're going to get a salvo of fettuccine and we, Maria, and il luna mezzo mare.
No, we got a millennium paisan.
I'm not a paisan. I'm not Italian.
You're not Italian?
No.
You're not Italian?
No.
Well, how come so many young Italians sing like you?
Well, you're not so young, really.
What would we do?
If you like to sing folk songs, Italian folk songs, you sing a couple, I'll sing some Irish folk songs.
You're an Irisher,
That's right? We would get in very big in South Boston.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, we'll sort of have a musical, you might call it a musical pizza with a shamrock atop.
Well, at least green noodles, yes. You know?
Something like that. Avanti, signore, per favore.
Guarda il mare come bello, spiritante sentimento, con il tuo soave accento, chi mi desto fa sognare. My wild Irish rose.
It's gonna be a hit.
That's the sweetest flower that grows above the moon, and someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. We, Marie.
I know he's coming in there, yeah.
We, Marie.
Take it, we, Marie.
Quando sonna ci penso di te e farma di me. Oy vey Marie,
oy vey Marie,
oy vey Marie, o solo mia,
lura lura,
più bella ne,
lura lura la,
o solo
lura lura,
o solo lura, that's an Irish,
an Italian
love.
Dino and Bing together, the music of the star.
A nice painter was a Botticelli. He's very old, he's very old. He's a paint, a lady with a naked belly. She caught a cold, she caught a cold. I know a man who wrote a song, Volare. He got a cash, a lot of cash. He took the cash and bought a new Ferrari. He made a crash, his fender smash. Gina, Gina, Lola Brigida, I love her, but che sera sera. And if you see Anna Magnani with Marcello Mastroianni, ask if you could borrow some spaghetti marinara. Columbus was a nice Italian fella. He had no boats, he needed some boats. So he's fool around with Queen Isabella. She had a three boats, she gave him the boats. The queen, she said, Columbus, poochie woochie, if you should land in some new land, please name it for America's Vespucci, 'cause he's a nice Italian man. Nina Pinta and the Saint Marie,
1492, they sailed the sea. They found the land, and it was grand. And then Columbus, he's proclaimed, I call this land America, a nice Italian name.
That's the word America, a nice Italian name. Hey!
Columbus, say to the Spanish king, I'll let you in on a mighty fine thing. I aim to prove that the world is round. United States ain't never been found.
United States ain't never been found.
Now give me ships, old Columbus, say, I'll sail to China in a shorter way. King, he say, this world is flat. Sail to Furin where you at. Oh, let me fly, fly, fly the stormy water. Let me walk on the bottom of the rolling sea.
Let me run, run, run around this great infernal land. Cause this world ain't big enough for me. Oh no!
The world ain't big enough for me. Now Queen Isabella, she gave heed, said go buy the ships you need. Take my jewels, but travel slow, cause you might fall down to the world below.
Might fall.
Oh, let me fly, fly, fly the stormy water. Let me walk on the bottom of the rolling sea. Oh, let me run, run, run round this great and fertile land. Cause the world ain't big enough for me.
Oh, no.
The world ain't big enough for me. Now all of the Indians come out then to welcome Chris and the hungry men. Step right up and have a little bite, and the Rotary meets on Monday night.
Rotary meets on a Monday night.
Columbus sail right home again, shipload of gold for the Queen of Spain. King, he say, you're kicking at the ground, always know that the world was round. Oh, let me fly, fly, fly the stormy water. Let me walk on the bottom of the rolling sea.
Let me run, run, run around this great and fertile land. Cause this world ain't big enough for me. Oh no!
The world ain't big enough for me.
The world ain't big enough for me.
...1949, Racine's own Frederick March played Chris Columbus and his wife, who they met in Madison at the U. Florence Eldridge. Then Gerard Depardieu played Chris Columbus. Music of the Stars, Bobby Darin.
Somewhere beyond the seas, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
Was coming. Crusty old Captain Colon could feel it in his bones. And there were other signs as well, or at least so he thought, to impress the younger seamen of the crew. There were the long, oily waves rolling in from the southeast. There was the peculiar, unevenly rising tide. There was the inexplicable squalls that would rise angrily and subside suddenly, and the veiled cirrus clouds rushing in with remarkable speed across the sky. And look out there, the captain insisted, pointing a gnarly finger over the bow. And indeed, there did seem to be more seals and more porpoises in the vicinity in these recent hours. But mainly, Captain Colon felt it in his bones. For along with the humid, heavy, oppressive, almost palpable atmosphere came the telltale aching in his rheumatic joints. Severe as it had been off the coast of Sonora many summers past, and on Hispaniola two autumns after that, he remembered it well. And it was coming again, the most dreaded phenomenon a sailor can encounter. The old captain's lips trembled even to utter the word, Urucan, Urucan. And then as his fretful eyes glanced toward the horizon, he glanced toward Port Santo Domingo. They must be warned, he declared to his first mate. Promptly a dinghy was dispatched with news of the coming storm. But upon receiving the message, the island's governor, Ovando, broke out laughing. In fact, it amused him so that he read it aloud to his lieutenants, who also responded uproariously. Captain Colon, the old fool. He ought to be hauled into permanent dry dock, they exclaimed. He'd always been a little soft in the head, and now he was casting himself in the role of a prophet and a soothsayer and a foreseer of storms. When the sarcastic merriment had died down, Governor Ovando sent a reproachful reply to the captain, who was lingering at the harbor's entrance. It said, in effect, go away. A fleet of 30 vessels bearing a fortune in gold was preparing to sail out from the Ozama River and head for home. There was no time right now to play silly games with a demented old seafarer, so Captain Colon heaved a sigh and set sail, and eventually he anchored in a remote spot off the island's leeward shore. And there he safely rode out the fury of the storm which he had known would come. But this is the rest of the story. The floor of the Caribbean is laden with treasure. countless tons of gold and silver and gems deposited there over centuries past by the same recurring terror, the Huracan. We call them hurricanes. The fleet of 30 ships sent out by Hispaniola's Governor Ovando in June of 1502 was torn to shreds by one such. Somewhere among that wreckage scattered for miles along the Mona Passage is a gold nugget the size of a dinner plate. But now it's gone, perhaps forever, along with the bones of hundreds of officers and crew. Because nobody heeded the warning of a has-been sea captain who'd seen the Huracan twice before and who knew what it could do and who could feel its approach in his bones. A wise old Italian explorer, now fallen so far from Spain's royal favor that he was not even permitted to take refuge in the harbor at Santo Domingo on the island which he had discovered 10 years previous. Of course, back then, he was a hero named Cristobal Colón, and then later distrusted and ridiculed as an admiral whom history reveres as Christopher Columbus. And now you know the rest of the story.
Music of Vangelis Conquest of Paradise, 1492. The Music of the Stars.
Now I hope that you won't think I'm chauvinistic.
I'm with him, whatever that means.
Here's a song that's completely altruistic.
I'm still with him, whatever that means.
We've one thing in common, win or lose, win or lose.
With apologies to the Irish and the Jews.
And all them Jews. We're glad that we're Italian. Authentic Abruzzi.
I own that lodge called Vino.
And I've a hunk of Puccini. For us each night's a thriller. Chianti flowing free.
I thought you owned the villa.
I still repeat, Puccini.
I think us rude. But Chinese food,
that's strictly for Yanks. Food Asian, Caucasian, that's for Sadie Banks. Sadie Banks.
Will someone pass a scallion?
Which way is Sicily? We're glad that we're Italian. But yes, sorry. We're glad that we're Italian. That we're two singing wops. Don't get racial, Charlie. You'll find us out each evening cruising those espresso shops. Linguini sends me reeling. Will someone pass the cheese?
I like mine mozzarella.
Sprinkle mine with anchovies. We're both of the soil.
Or olive oil.
We're always will yearn. Each dish is rare.
But Frank, I swear.
What?
I'm getting heartburn.
You want a tum? Don't take back our medallion.
Here's Andrea Bocelli in the Coliseum. And then we have news and a whole lot more stuff on the Music of the Star. We're on the air till high noon. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
A dos tu cuore in grado che ti spietta farmi un po'. A dos una cosa non si fuggi e lascia stare. E non ti corra più se non distruggi sulla umanità. Funiculi, 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 funicul
ne saluta la capa già. E chiude, poi tornata, poi venuta, sta sempre qua.
Sta
sempre qua. A capo, modo, attorno, attorno, attorno a me.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.